I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today's piece comes from Willard Jenkins.
Now in its 22nd year, the DC Jazz Festival in our nation's capital presents performances featuring renowned and emerging jazz artists presented Labor Day weekend on the scenic Potomac Riverfront. Sonny Sumter, DC Jazz Festival's president and CEO, has witnessed the festival's evolution into an international event. Sonny, was the idea for developing the DC Jazz Festival really drawn up on a napkin over dinner by its founder, Charlie Fishman?
Yes, it actually was. In fact, the early concept for the festival was literally sketched on a paper napkin during dinner by Charlie Fishman and his wife, Stephanie Peters. I remember, I saw it, and over a bit of time, that's become quite a bit of DC folklore.
When did you come on board the DC Jazz Festival team?
Well, I actually came on board, wow, I'm telling my age, 2008. I came on first as a consultant to help out with partnerships and to advance the Roberta Flack Education Program. She was a board member then, focused on introducing young people to jazz and its history. And over time, the work has grown into a deeper role. In 2014, I became executive director and then president and CEO in 2021. And it has been a privilege to build on the foundation that Charlie's created and to really help this festival grow into a year-round cultural institution.
Well, as the universe of jazz festivals continues to expand, with so many communities large and small boasting their own event, where do you see DC Jazz Fest in the global picture of jazz festivals?
I think every great jazz festival reflects on the character of the city. And I love my hometown. And really what reflects DC Jazz Fest in a unique way is that we have this international exchange intersect every day. I think my hometown, Washington, D.C., has long been a crossroads for jazz. From Duke Ellington to Shirley Horn, who I had the opportunity to actually spend some time with, to the remarkable musicians that make the DMV home today. I think I have to bring up go-go, which is now the city's cultural and official music. The DC Jazz Festival has always presented programs where jazz and go-go intersect, because I think that's part of the heartbeat of our city. And so I think we do an excellent job of keeping our city deeply rooted in jazz. And we sit alongside festivals like Newport and Montreux and North Sea and really celebrating jazz as an American art form. I'm happy that we're doing that.
Well, thank you, Sonny Sumter. I'm Willard Jenkins, WBGO News.